KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
It is now 35 minutes after 4 o'clock, and you got it on KHUM. We're going to do the Ferndale Report right now because our friend Caroline Titus is here from the Ferndale Enterprise. Hello.
Hello, Larry.
Happy Wednesday to you.
You too.
All right. Your paper comes out tomorrow. We'll take a look at some of the things. What do we got?
Well, we've been following up this week on a story we printed last week about alleged racial slurs happening at a September 3rd football game here in Ferndale between an Oakland team and the Ferndale Wildcats. And if you remember, we talked about the fact that a grandfather of a player from McClyman's High School wrote a letter to the editor last week alleging that some racial slurs were said to him after he missed a play, and that he was asking for a letter of apology from Ferndale High School. Since then, of course, lots of has unfolded, and the latest news actually is that the Ferndale High School administration has moved the sideline ropes at the Ferndale High Stadium, where they allow fans to stand alongside the field, has moved them 5 feet backwards. Basically, Principal Jack Lakin has said that when he took over the job about a year ago, the past superintendent told him that there were several incidences of fans yelling at players. Coupled with this alleged incident, enough was enough, and they've moved the ropes back. He has also issued a statement to the community, and the Ferndale High School administration is definitely not issuing an apology, is saying basically that we'll never know what really happened, but that we'd like to remind all involved of good behavior and sportsmanlike conduct, et cetera, et cetera. So that is the latest. Meanwhile, we did confirm and get on the record with a coach in Salesian down in Richmond of an incident that allegedly occurred last year, and he talked about that incident. So we've also got a wrap-up of your Lost Coast Communications case slug. Of course, John Matthews interviewed all the people involved, including a Ferndale fan who said he was down in that area during that game and said absolutely no racial slurs were thrown. He did admit that one person who is yet to be identified did say pretty much, hey, stay seated, number seven to this player, number seven, you're going home. So that he admitted that there were things, you know, said to the player. And the school's point at this point in time is we shouldn't be saying anything derogatory to teenagers who are out there playing on the field. So very, very controversial story here in Ferndale, and very interesting to see how, you know, basically all sides have a debate over it and have, you know, certain statements that they're making, and others come back with other statements, et cetera. So interesting.
Unusual. I have two questions for you. First, when you talked to the Salesian coach, this was about an incident that took place last season. Did he confirm that he heard this? Or
here's what he said to me. He said, I agreed with the Ferndale High School principal and the Ferndale High School football coach that I would not discuss the incident in the press. However, I will tell you without saying yay or nay that at that game after the incident in my 20 years teaching and coaching football at the high school level, I have never had a team galvanize so quickly and score and perform so well. I think the score was 76-28 in the end, and score so well using second string players towards the end of the game.
Okay.
So that was the statement he made, and we've got that exact quote in the Enterprise this week.
Okay, and then my other question, and I may have misunderstood you last week. I thought that you told me that there was some sort of league meeting.
Yeah, we've got
this.
A report on that. We went to the NorCal Football Referee Association meeting last Wednesday after I left here, as a matter of fact. And basically what came out of that meeting is the referees, this kid is alone in the end zone, on the ground, no players around him, no referees around him. The referees saw the kid react, did not hear what was said, and Jack Hossey, the head of the white cap ref at that game, said our goal was to get him off the field quickly and delivered back to the McClyman's coach. No penalties were thrown, no flags were thrown, and basically he explained to the refs gathered at that meeting that the fans in that area of the field along the sidelines, 10-yard zone there, are the responsibility of the school administration. If they had to do it all over again, he said he would have gone and summoned Principal Jack Lakin to say, come come over here, take care of your fans. So, you know, we've gone from, you know, the allegation to a Ferndale Wildcat fan now saying the kid is a liar. Not only is he a liar, he also said on the radio, K-Slug, that he, the kid, actually threatened a Wildcat fan and hurled profanities at that fan. So, you know, of course, the grandfather of the player went on the radio as well this morning and said that that is a concocted story. It's a spin.
Okay. So, all right. What else we got?
Oh, you want more?
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
That's been an exhausting story this week, but hopefully we've presented a fair and objective case. And, you know, unless you have a tape recorder sitting right there when the incident happens, you're never going to prove it.
Yeah, and that's obviously the trouble in this. Nobody can really know.
Right. We have another story from the Ferndale City Council, which also met last Wednesday evening in a special session, and they agreed to turn over the Navy housing complex. We've talked about this, that the city acquired for basically a dollar, 52 units right smack in the middle of Ferndale. They've agreed to turn it over to a nonprofit entity here in Ferndale, the Lytle Russ Foundation, instead of selling it to a private real estate broker, Larry Parker. The point was made at the meeting that even if the city did sell it for about $3.5 million, per laws, the money would have to go back into providing low to moderate income housing for Ferndalers. So the good news is we're moving along. The Navy is almost finished turning it over. They've got an agreement now with the Lytle Foundation, which ultimately will lead to some rehabilitation work that needs to be done, and then ultimately to renting. There's, you know, quite a few people on a list who are saying, have been waiting for several years now, saying we really want to move into those units. So it's very exciting that it's moving forward, and hopefully pretty soon it'll be you'll see some work down there.
Do they have a timetable for when they hope to begin renting?
They haven't said yet, but okay. Yeah, we'll check on that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, very good news. We have a new director at Ferndale's Children's Center. Ferndale has a wonderful preschool at the end of Fireman's Park. It's been around for about almost 20 years, I think. And we have a new director. His name is Sean Quincy. You might recognize that name. He was a sports reporter at the Eureka Reporter, and I think the Times Standard for a while. Also has a degree in childhood development. He is the new director, so we have a story on him and what he hopes to do with the Ferndale's Children's Center, which is a very, very wonderful facility for a lot of parents and young children around here. So a story on that, as well as a report from our Matole correspondent on what's happening with the Honeydew Post Office, latest. She went to the big meeting out there. About 100 people attended it. She's got a story from that and talked to the Postal Service about what is happening and a study they're doing in hoping to keep the Honeydew Post Office open, which is one of the many rural ones that is slated for a possible closure. Of course, the milk can game is Friday night. Ferndale's hoping to bring the milk can back to Ferndale as they meet over in Fortuna for 7:30 action on Friday. We've got a story about that game, as well as a look at the game they played Saturday against Del Norte Warriors, which they lost that game. So all the latest on that, as well as Ferndale High boys and girls soccer, and of course Pee Wee football, Ferndale Mustangs, and they've got games coming up Sunday, and we've got a recap of last Sunday's game. So all that and much more.
All right, that is in the Enterprise edition that comes out tomorrow, and we always mention your website because there's a lot of good stuff there.
FerndaleEnterprise.us.
Awesome. Thank you, Caroline.
Thanks, Larry.
That is the Ferndale Report. Right now, it's Old Crow Medicine Show on KHUM.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.